Hello everyone, my name's Anouk.
And my name is Laura.
And we're the co-hosts of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
During your university years, you will inevitably be involved in a group project. Whether you're an introvert or a social person like me, participating in a group project comes with its own set of challenges. When you have to do a group project that is graded, there are ways to make it easier for you to achieve your goals. And we are uncovering them in this episode.
Yep. So, Laura, when I say the words group project, what comes to your mind?
It feels like an interview. So many contradicting, I'm thinking of very positive experience, negative experience.
Yeah, I feel like throughout your whole university, I feel like you get to work with so many different people and you definitely have a lot of different group work experiences. So there's always going to be some positives, always going to be some negatives. So there's always going to be a bit of both.
Yeah, but when I'm thinking about words to describe it, it depends which group project.
Yes.
No, but yeah, so talking about group project, what was your worst experience of a group project?
So, I would like to say that I'm quite blessed in terms of group work experiences. So I've had quite positive ones, throughout. I think the worst one I had was in my first year. So the first group work experience I had, actually.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
And other than that, it was good. But yeah, I'd say it wasn't the best because everyone wasn't as motivated to work, and I think at university sometimes, because the way things are structured, a lot of professors will just leave it up to you to organize yourselves, and if it's not working out, then you got to deal with it. And it was very difficult because some people take advantage of it sometimes and just don't do the work, which can be very stressful if you're the one picking it up.
Yeah, and it can easily fall into a trap of you doing the entire work. And it pretty much reminds me of I think my worst group project by far was second year of uni. A horrible experience because it was during the pandemic. So obviously I feel for every student, it was really hard to attend classes because, we had breakout rooms and stuff like that. So it's very hard to engage, this interactive, engage, this element that was missing. And I remember this group project, it was we had to produce an event, and during our meetings, we were six students, and there were only one attending the meetings, sometimes not even, and the teacher would pop out in the group chats and he would be oh, is it only you? And I was yeah.
That's so awkward.
It was so bad. So I had to produce the event from scratch. So they were not there. They literally did not do anything. And the only time I asked them to do something, there were mistakes in the presentation. So I was just So I think that's pretty much it where it comes to what do you do in this kind of situation? Because obviously I didn't do much back then because obviously I didn't know what to do. But it's probably, first of all, staying positive. I don't know about you, but with your experience, but staying positive.
To be fair, I think sometimes you also have to as you said, don't go straight to the negatives, because in second year, I had this, second or third, I can't remember, I had this group project experience where one of the guys started talking to us at the start and participating, and then he just completely dropped off. He wouldn't look, he'd see the messages at the start and not answer, and then towards the end he wouldn't even look at the messages on the group chat, and we were getting actually quite angry. And then we told our lecturer, and when she talked to him, she ended up telling us that he had a lot of family issues, and that during COVID there were a lot of problems that were going on with him, and so she ended up moving, taking him out of the group and giving him individual work, which was better for him and better for us. And I think sometimes you forget that, maybe people are going through things that you're not aware of, and that they're obviously not going to tell you because you're not close to them, they're just a classmate. But I think that's something that you definitely should take into account, and so not go straight into the negative, like you said.
No, I completely agree with that, because obviously you don't know what's happened, because you're, most of the time, especially when it's a big class, you don't know the students you're going to work with, and you don't know what's going on in their lives. So I completely agree with that, because automatically you're pretty much focused on your own experience, your own life, and you forget about what's going on in other people's lives.
Yeah.
So that I agree, because I remember back then, but it's not an excuse, but there was this guy who was actually a dad and had children and stuff. So I imagine his experience of uni was completely different than mine. So yeah, that's completely true. And obviously the pandemic added up so much on the fact that basically people weren't as involved. Because since then, I would say my experiences were quite good. I don't know about you, but like,
yeah, we can... for sure. I think the fact that they're, you know, the fact that during the pandemic everything was online definitely added a layer of difficulty, but I also wouldn't say it's an excuse for anyone to not do any work, because that group work that Laura was talking about, the one, it was event management, our module, and Laura had to create an event with our group, and so did I. We were in the same module, and mine went completely well. Everyone was participating, even though it was online. So there was definitely that layer of difficulty, and it made it so that all the group works were a little bit harder to do, but I don't think it's also an excuse for like people not to work as hard, and to like, I also don't think it should be scary if you are like, you know, doing university online or anything, because it is still possible, and I had a positive group experience, for example, in that module during COVID.
Did you have any like other challenges that comes into your mind when I'm thinking, like, obviously people not turning up is a big problem, or like not just communicating is just such a big problem, I feel like, group project, one of the main ones, but like other problems that can come up. So I'm thinking about maybe sometimes you have such different personalities that can just clash and make the experience horrible. When you know you have like three leadership, like kind of, personalities like come up.
Yeah, definitely. I think it depends, because sometimes it like falls into place, which is good. But for example, it's funny, in that same group project, the one where we had to create an event, there were definitely a lot of like dominant personalities, which made it hard for me, for example, during that group to like get my ideas out there. And so even though we ended up doing a really great event and the topic chosen was really good, I didn't feel like sometimes my voice was heard enough, because there were a lot of loud voices talking over each other, which made it hard for, you know, smaller voices. And I'm a little bit more introverted, and I'd say it made it harder for me to, you know, speak up in that situation.
I agree with what you're saying, because like I'm a social person by heart, like I'm very sociable and stuff, but when I'm in a group with leader like or dominant personalities, like I'm definitely someone that's gonna be like shy. It's really weird, because like I recently discovered this facet of my personality when I was like doing assessment centers, because like the first experience was quite like not really productive, because I was in a group of like very like, you know, leadership like personalities, like that would just like, you know, organize everything. And then the second group, I was with shy people, so it was so nice for me, because I was just like really into it. It was actually a fun experience, but it just means that sometimes, even like when you're not, whether you're introverted, social, whatever, like you have like different kind of roles, like you're more suited to one role than another. And I completely agree with that, because like whenever there is like a very like dominant personality, I just like,
and I think that down. Even if group work is something that you don't enjoy, because I definitely didn't enjoy it at the start, the fact that you do it more, like doing it multiple times, teaches you a lot of stuff about yourself. Like Laura said, I feel like I also like learned a lot about like who I am in a group, and also how to help others that like don't speak up as much, or, you know, and also when you take those positions and you're like, you know, the more quiet person, you're like, okay, now I can understand what the quiet person goes through. Or when you're the leadership person, okay, now I understand how, like, you know, people view me, that kind of stuff. So I think it's good, because you know see yourself in different lights.
No, yeah, because I remember second year of university, even third year, especially because it was during the pandemic, you had the same. So we had a lot of like individual projects, and this year, because it was, first of all, every of our classes were in person, we had to do some group projects, even for the interviews, as I said. So it was so challenging for me, especially because I was not used to work in groups anymore. And I think that definitely the fact that I did some group projects throughout my university years, and then my last year, and then doing some interviews, like several assessment centers, definitely train you, and then you become so much more comfortable. Like, I completely agree with that.
Yeah, I think you also have to like push through sometimes like the hard things. And also I think over time, as you do more and more group work, you start to build these like strategies in place, and you start to, you know how to work. It is also, sorry, I'm thinking of something else. In my master's, basically what's kind of a blessing and a curse if you have a good group or a bad group, is that we are assigned these groups for like 3 to 4 months, which means that we start off, obviously we don't know how everyone works, like what their personality is like, and then by the end of it, you're like experts, and you know exactly the strengths of people, you know exactly how to work with them. And it's like kind of like a workplace setting, which is really, really good, because at the start we were really bad, we weren't efficient with group meetings, we didn't know how to work together, and towards the end we were, you know, doing everything super quick, because you put these strategies in place when you start to learn what people are like, and it makes your work so much more efficient.
And also, like, it is like a workplace in general, because like in the workplace you're gonna work with dominant personalities, you're gonna work with people who's not gonna communicate like very well, or I completely agree with that. So like the good thing about as Anouk said, like just trying to understand what didn't work in the previous group project. Just if, for example, you understood that the communication was wrong the first time, then try the second time to kind of like, you know, set everything like on the paper, like, okay, the thing like communicating with other people, structuring your group project, like as Anouk said, is so important, and like it's going to make everything like just easier, and like the process is going to go faster as well.
For sure. And you mentioned structure, and that's something I learned in one of my recent group projects. Basically what we were trying to do, firstly, we were trying to meet in person, which makes meetings so much more productive than online, I think personally. And also being able to just like set yourself a deadline during the meetings is really important. So you're like, okay, we're going to work on this for 3 hours. Because if you're meeting for the whole afternoon, you're not going to be as productive. You might take a lunch break, you might take a coffee break, and it's, you know, it's not going to be as efficient as you want it to be. So I think if you set yourself those like, okay, we're meeting at uni in this study space, let's book it for 3 hours and just do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's like definitely something you should try to think about. It's like from the start, like trying to kind of set the rules, first of all. Of course, communicating is the first and foremost, like most important thing to do, but like kind of setting the roles, as Anouk said, structuring your like, when are you meeting from the start? Like even like, what's going to be your means of like communication? Are you going to use like WhatsApp? Are you going to create a Facebook, like a WhatsApp group chat, for example, from the start, or whatever other platforms you're using?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, that are like, you know, you can just send a message. Okay, guys, like, let's like think about our next group and like when we, next meeting, when are we going to organize it? Stuff like that, I feel is definitely going to help.
Even like, in terms of like the work, like how you work and how you're going to do the work and write the work and every, like all of that kind of stuff is stuff that you wouldn't necessarily think about, but it really helps. And so, for example, we would use either like Google Drive or use OneDrive. OneDrive is like the Microsoft version of it. And we'd have folders on there with like, you know, organized folders with our research independently, and also maybe like the final essay structure where then we'd like stick and like paste our like sections in there, make it flow, all that kind of stuff. And it meant that we all knew where to go, where we wanted to, you know, write our stuff, post it, and it meant that everyone could see your work in real time, which was really, really good.
Completely agree with that. Google Drive is just like, I mean, I'm never using OneDrive, but definitely Google Drive helps a lot. And like also one thing I noticed throughout my like group projects, I would just send my draft and say to everyone, okay, that's like the campaign's ideas and that I found online. And I assume that everyone read it, but obviously it's not the same thing as like when you're sitting down at a table telling everyone about your ideas. And then I started noticing that it wasn't about them. It was just like the process itself. It wasn't right. So every time I was meeting with them, try, if ever you have ideas, just like try to express them like while you're talking with your like classmates, not even just sending the ideas like by message, or just try to talk about it, like just little presentation, pitching your ideas. Try to train yourself to do that, because like I noticed recently that it just doesn't work to send like a message, and just, and especially I would always send it on like Friday, Saturday night. Obviously no one's gonna see, because like my ideas just come all over the place. They just come at very random moments. But yeah,
something else I wanted to bring up in terms of like strategies to help like organize myself in group projects is something that I've done actually quite recently, and it's because some group members suggested it. So it's not even something that was like natural to me or I'd ever done before, but it's really good because it meant that like I learned from their experience with other group works and they brought it to this group work, which is something that you can also do. And basically what it was is that we created this Excel sheet with different tasks to do and like deadlines. And so they're like internal deadlines, not the actual deadline that the professor sets you. And it means that like for the next meeting, for example, that's on Wednesday, the X of X, you can literally just be like, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of this. And it makes it so much more productive, because in the past there's been times where like two people have done the same thing, and so it's not very productive, you lose time. And I thought that was actually really clever. And you don't have to make it super strict where, you know, you punish someone if they haven't done it, but it's more about like encouraging people to, and also just structuring, you know, roles, what people are doing and when. And I thought it was really helpful, and I it really helped me in my head, because I think when there are deadlines I'm like, okay, I need to abide to them, whereas when it's more, you know, like more vague, it's more difficult.
No, absolutely. And I will try it, because like I'm done with group projects, because like I'm almost done with the year, but like I will take this for the workplace. My god. But yeah, no, for sure. And kind of like switching to conflict resolution. What do you do when you just like, you have conflicting personalities? When, for example, I don't know, like we said communication, but like there are so much other things, like, you know, if like you have a very like strong personality with someone, like, or just conflicting ideas.
Yeah, I think it's very, very difficult to deal with. I think you also have to maybe like set down like all the ideas on paper. Be like, if it, for example, if it's like a conflict about we should go this direction or we should go this direction, then I think it's about like putting all the ideas down. Maybe people like making arguments.
Voting. Oh yeah, true.
Voting, yeah, making arguments, being like, okay, this is why I think my idea is really good. I don't know. I think there's loads of ways to cope with it, but it's difficult. Yeah.
But also, like, sometimes it also comes down to like what's the best for the project itself. That's like the hardest thing to do, is like everyone's gonna think about my idea is the best, obviously, like, because we are so like in like passionate about what like our ideas. But the thing is, for example, is it going to be time efficient? Is it going to be like, obviously sometimes it's not about like that, but you should also think about what's going to be best for the project. Is the hardest thing to do when you're just like kind of like stepping out of the situation and kind of like reflecting on it.
Completely, like you said, it's about like also looking at the guidelines, because every professor will have like guidelines for the assessment and will say, this is what I'm expecting, even like the marking criteria, and you have to compare both, like, is my idea meeting that or is their idea meeting that, and maybe working on that as well.
Also, I'm just thinking, because it happened to one of my group projects, and there was one girl in the group project that wasn't really convinced about the idea, but didn't tell us that whether she was like convinced or not, which is something, first of all, that I would advise like anyone to just, if you're not like, you think that's what you're going for with your group is not like necessarily what you would have done, just express your idea. Okay guys, I have this doubt, whatever. It's like, it's very important, because like what happened here is that she emailed the teacher saying, we have this idea, I don't think it's really good, whatever. Not, I don't think this is really good. She emailed the teacher saying like more that she wasn't convinced about it and wanted his advice.
There's definitely, there's also a time in this, okay, there's different ways of seeing the situation. So I think, as you said, you should definitely speak up and definitely communicate when you disagree. And then maybe they can clear up and be like, okay, this is why I think my idea is good. And then maybe they didn't understand where you're coming from.
Oh, for sure, because they...
And that's really important. But I also think that sometimes going to the professor is also the good solution, but not in that specific situation.
Oh yeah,
situation.
No, definitely. I think that's like, what happened is that I never did it, but like the last recourse is like definitely email, like talking to your teacher. But that's different when you, for example, want to meet up with your classmates and they never like attending the meetings, or when you're expressing your opinion and they're never listening to you and kind of excluding you. That's different, you know what I mean? And like, you should definitely, if you feel like that and you feel like you're not, like other people are not listening to you, definitely like speak to your teacher, or like maybe trying to like be in another group, because sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, but just like that example I gave you of that guy who was having family issues, and so we ended up going to the professor and being like, look, he's not being very responsive, can you talk to him? And she was actually really nice, she didn't like punish him for it, she just, you know, gave him a different assignment because the group work just wasn't working for him at this point in his life.
No, I completely agree. It's, I think like, be honest. I think that's like transparent, honest, communicating, trying to understand other people's personalities as hard as it is, because I think that's the hardest thing at the end of the day, because I'm pretty much someone like that. Like, I'm just focusing in my own world, but like, you need to read a room, you know, you need to read like, how are other people working? As Anouk said, sometimes what's behind their, like, what's their story, you know what I mean? Like, you never know, like, maybe they have like a very difficult life and like so much stuff to think about that like the group project is the least of their priorities. So that's for sure.
Even the way they function, so like, for example, Laura and me work very differently. I'm not saying
I work differently like than any, like everyone.
but I think everyone has their own methods. This is like what I'm gonna be talking about, like one specific part of it, but Laura, like, you is used to doing things very early, and I'm used to doing things more late. And I think we've never been in a group project, funnily enough.
But we launch a podcast together. I think we work, we work well together, but that's probably, okay, fair enough.
I think it can be difficult, but because we're aware of that, it doesn't make it too hard. And I think our personalities complement each other sometimes.
I completely agree with that.
In the workload and stuff.
Because like when, definitely my first group project, because as I said, it's been quite a while. Like, I mean, before this last year, my master's, I wasn't really doing a lot of group projects, but like the first group project that I was doing, I thought that my other group partners weren't doing anything, like, and then I realized that, like, the day before, they were so involved into the project, but that's because, like, their personalities were, like, okay, the deadline, when the deadline was approaching, their adrenaline starting to, like, so, I realized that, like, I was the complete opposite, just overthinking it 2 weeks in advance. And the second group project that I did, I kind of understood this dynamic, and it worked out really well, and, like, most of the members were people that were working really late.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're able to kind of, like, you know.
Yeah, I still think that, like, working really late isn't the best. And so what I would recommend is, like, the whole deadline thing and having the Excel sheet. Because for me, I think for me, it's just the idea of having a deadline which really helps. And so I'm a late worker because I only get motivated when I'm closer to the deadline. And being able to have internal deadlines on specific things means that I'm like, okay, I need to do this in 2 days. Well, I need to start working now on it, even though the real deadline's in 3 weeks. And that really helped me. And so I think for any late workers out there, I would definitely recommend that system.
Yeah.
And then just kind of thinking about, like, in general, the, like, benefits of group projects, I think we've already touched upon so many, how it's, like, you know, it teaches you so much about yourself. You mentioned how, like, this is stuff that you'll bring into the corporate life, because what you're working in a group is basically what you're going to be doing your whole life. You'll be working with a team, with your own team, with people above you, below you, but you'll be working with people constantly.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Well, one of my main advice is, first of all, read a room. Being able to read, like, how are other people working. Like, if you understand that, like, someone's just, like, wait before judging how, like, a group is, like, going, because sometimes you just understand that, like, that's just the person, personality. And then communication. Communication, being empathetic, and also organized. I think that's, like, the three pillars of, like, a group that works well, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with everything you said.
And also, my very last point, I still wanted to touch upon, because obviously that's a podcast for international students. And that's completely fine if you're kind of, like, scared about working for the first time in a group in a new country and university as well, where most of the students are English. Obviously, you have plenty of other international students, but I'm saying, like, if you're in a group where it ends up being only English people, it can be intimidating, especially if you never really worked, like, in English, like, in a new country, etc. Because it happened to me the first year of uni when I first arrived, even though, like, I was used to work with, like, in groups in English, etc., but with, like, British students, but it was still in my home country. So don't be intimidated. Just think that, like, at the end of the day, they're never going to judge you, even if you make mistakes, even, like, they're never going to judge you. Like, they're so welcoming as well in general. And, like, we always overthink everything, and it's definitely not going to happen.
Yeah. And everyone makes mistakes. They're going to make mistakes as much as you are. Yeah. So, like, whether completely it's ideas, agree. Writing style, everything, because going to university is also a whole other, like, academic writing style. You have to do critical thinking, everything. So they're learning as much as you are.
Yeah, definitely. They will appreciate more if you, like, speaking up, if you, like, expressing your opinions, than just being silent and being scared of, like, just expressing your ideas, which might end up being the idea you're going to go for. You never know. So just don't be intimidated. Go for it. Yeah. It's fine.
And speak up. Like, if you want them to speak slower, or if you say, oh, that's, you know, what you said is really interesting. Could you say that again? I don't really understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I never hesitated to ask, like, is how, like, the way I'm phrasing, like, especially first year, I was asking, like, oh, is what I'm saying right or wrong? Don't hesitate to correct me. Or, like, especially first year of uni, because, like, I never hesitated to ask people, like, and in general in my life, that applies to every type of context. Never hesitate to ask, like, if you didn't understand something, if you think what you're saying is not, like, grammarly or whatever, like, wrong, right. But yeah.
Thank you, Laura. We hope this gave you kind of an overview of what group work is like in the UK. We've, you know, experienced it in Leeds, then in London, through our bachelor's, through our master's. So I feel like we had quite a few things to say. But yeah, you can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our website, isvpodcast.com. And if you have any questions, contact us on Instagram at isvpodcast.
Thank you. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.